A large untidy raft hove into view round the bend, smoke curling from the chimney of a hut built at its centre. A fat, jolly-looking hedgehog was leaning on the tiller. Over its head, a line was strung between two poles set forward and aft, with gaily coloured washing fluttering from it. Bryony ran into the shallows, waving her paws.
Hello there! I mean, ahoy! Could you take two passengers?
The fat hedgehog grinned from ear to ear, revealing a wonderful set of even white teeth.
Ahoy yourself, Mousy. Gangway whiles I bring her inshore.
He steered the raft into the shallows, almost grounding it, and asked,
Do you say? Where's t'other one, missy?
You're there, though I'm not but a poor damaged mole beast.
Toggart came ambling around the hillock, holding his head. A small, wiry female hedgehog came bustling out of the hut on the raft, her skirts billowing over a welter of petticoats.
Corks and crevins,
she exclaimed.
What happened to your nut mole? Did you fall on it?
Toggart tenderly rubbed the poultice on his forehead.
I tell you, Marin, but I'm far too hungered for gossip.
Immediately, the hogwife gave her husband a mighty shove.
Ducks and drakes, don't stand there looking ornamental, diddle postbike. Get the poor mole and the mouse maid aboard and let's feed them.
Duddle tugged his head spikes respectfully.
Whatever you say, tutty, me little bank blossom.
The cabin hut was very chintzy, with brightly coloured tablecloth and curtains, thick bright dyed rush mats, and a large square stove on which various dishes bubbled and stewed. Bryony and Toggart were seated at a semicircular window table and given beetroot and raspberry wine in small mugs to revive them. Tutty Polespike busied herself at the stove, while her husband, Duddle, shooed their two young hoglets, Clematis Rosalie and Arundo, out of the way.
Landing party, me darling ducklings. Play ashore a while until your dear mamma and me good self get the victuals ready.
Bryony and Toggart introduced themselves and told their story, while Duddle and Tutty prepared the meal. Duddle tasted soup on a spoon tip, smacked his lips several times, and muttered,
Needs more fennel. Splendid herb. Always liked it. Well, let me tell you, young'uns, your ferret is probably taking the river route if he has a grain of sense. It's the only way to travel. Easy on the paws, never goes uphill, and you can take the home too.
Tutty placed fresh bread on the table, smacking Toggart's paw away.
Crabs and claw legs! You're worse than my Duddle. You can travel with us for as long as you please, as mayhap you'll find your ferret. But if and you touches any victuals afore the table is set, I'll chop off your tails afore you can blink. Got that?
She fixed Toggart with a warning stare as he nodded and said,
Got it, thank you, marm. You'll be a cutting off your tailors if us'ns be touching afore victuals be ready. Ho,